Good morning, everyone. It's Todd.
And Julie.
With Chrisley Confessions. As usual, folks, it's a morning in Nashville. I mean, we have had snow, ice, freezing rain, snow again. And I think we ended up with about 4 or 5 inches.
Felt like way more.
Yeah, but I think in our yard it was like 5 inches. And, you know, we're not equipped to deal with that kind of stuff in the South. I mean, and then you start thinking about the people in Texas who certainly have not been equipped to deal with this. I mean, when I read the news about all of the catastrophes that's going on in Texas, and I think about we can get a man on the moon, but we are not prepared to handle a snowstorm or an ice storm. I mean, something is wrong with that. I mean, I read an article where a family, a grandmother and 3 children, died in a house fire in Texas because of something with the grid that handled the power there.
Right.
And all of these people that are freezing to death, I mean, they're opening up churches to let people sleep, you know, on the floor and in the pews in Texas. I don't understand why we're not as, you know,
proactive.
Right. But as private citizens, if there's no one traveling right now and we're still under this coronavirus travel ban and all that, why are the hotels not being opened up in Texas that are sitting there vacant and allowing these people to come in and stay in those hotels? And since the government wants to bail everybody else out and bail, you know, every country outside of our country out, give government subsidy to the private organizations that own these hotels.
Yeah, then it's kind of a win-win.
And then it's a win-win for everyone. I mean, there, I was talking, you know, last week, you know, they imploded the building, Trump's Casino in Atlantic City. And yet, one of the highest homeless rates in the country is in New York City. Now, how many hotel rooms were available in that building that could have been converted to government-subsidized housing, allow the building to be donated, get a tax write-off on it? Because, I mean, I was watching in the paper the other day, I think they're now questioning Trump's write-offs or something and his inflation of his buildings or whatever. But let him give the building to the government, let the government turn it into, you know, subsidized housing, and we get people off the street. And in order for you to stay in that building, you now must be able to show that you are going and applying for jobs daily. You have to come back with a document that says, yes, you applied here, this was the result. And you can stay in that housing up to 1 year or until you get a job that allows you to build reserves for 6 months that will allow you to go out and rent an apartment. Then you're really helping someone to move forward. You're not helping people if you give them free housing for life.
Right.
You have to teach people to be able to take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. But we're out here blowing up damn buildings and we got people living under bridges. That absolutely makes no sense to me. But this whole weather thing has been a shit show, to say the least. But we're kind of getting back to normal here in Nashville. Yesterday, it was, what, 60 degrees?
Oh, it's more than that, almost 70, I think.
Almost 70 degrees yesterday. So all the snow around our home has melted. And I noticed on all the streets and stuff here, we're clear. So, you know, we're kind of getting back to normal. Well, you know, listen, it's the Chrisleys. How normal are we? But, you know, we are getting back to our normal life right now. So today has not been. I will let you guys know that Julie has effectively learned to turn her shower on. In case anyone wants to know, Julie now knows which buttons to touch, right?
I do. And also, I want to just on the record state that the issue with the shower from last week was nothing that I did wrong. Correct?
Well, it said that.
Todd, it's a yes or no.
No, it's not.
Last Wednesday, was there anything now that a plumber's been there, we've had numerous people there. It has now, they figured out what the issue is. It was nothing that I did.
The IP address, which is required to run these showers, had somehow gotten deleted.
Yeah. Yeah. And we know, since you know I don't know how to do anything with a computer, that I'm not out here changing up IP addresses. I don't even know what the heck IP address is. I don't even know. I don't even come from a world where you got to have an IP address to turn a shower on.
Well, and where did I come from? Did I come from that same situation?
Well, no. I just need on off. I spent my life trying to keep it going just a little bit to the warm, a little bit to the warm, till all the hot water was gone.
Well, that was before you married me. That was before you married me. You've had hot water your whole life since you've been with me. But so we now have showers that Julie now knows to touch the little picture button that shows it's her overhead shower. Then the other jets for her body shower. Then she does what? Start.
Yeah.
And you had a good shower this one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did it. Well, as good as you can have a shower at 4 a.m.
Yes, because, folks, Julie was up at 4 a.m. because my mother had to have surgery this morning, and Julie took her for this eye surgery. And the procedure started at what time?
Well, I got up at 4. I picked her up at 5:15. She was at we were at the surgery center by 6. They took her right in. And we were out by 8 this morning. So, yeah, I've had a full day. Her home. I put her medicine in her eyes. She went to bed. And, yes, that's what we did. After she got sick on the way there, and I was trying not to get sick with her. I've got the windows down in the car. It was a nightmare. It was crazy. And she said, I'm sorry. I'm like, it's okay, as I'm trying not to gag. But we made it. We made it. So that's the important thing.
So basically, your day has been going since 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, it has been. I've had a full day already. So, with that being said, we're going to take some callers today.
Yes, we'll take some callers now. Caller, please.
Well, hello. This is Lorraine Bell. My name is Lorraine Bell, and I watch your show, The Chrisley Family. I don't expect a phone call, but I thank God for the Chrisley Family because I have a son that is now 13, like your son that just, their youngest son that just turned 14. And I thank God for Chris's family that, you know, show the world that they need to protect their children. I thank God for you guys. Thank you for your show. Thank God for everything that you're pouring into the young people, because this family love and show love in every area, every way. I just thank God. I'm not going to leave my phone number. I don't expect a phone call, but I just want to leave a message to say thank God for the Chrisley family, especially your mommy, Chrisley. I love her. She's such a fun woman of God. But I thank God for you guys. God bless you all. Okay.
Hi, Miss Bell. Miss Lorraine Bell.
Thank you so much. That was the sweetest, kindest message.
And you're not expecting a call back, but we are going to give you a shout out.
Yes, we are. We appreciate so much people just like you, because it's people like you that help us get up and come every and do what we do every day. And, you know, I think that life in general should be about building people up. And, you know, there's just no blessing in tearing someone down. So do we do everything that's right, Miss Lorraine? Absolutely not. Have we made mistakes? We have made mistakes over the course of our life. Have we been forgiven for those mistakes? I mean, we only seek forgiveness from God. And, you know, I think that as human, we all make mistakes. But we do love each other. And, you know, I was on a call yesterday, and in that interview, it was what is very clear and evident is that you can watch you in these, you know, when you're filming, Todd, and you can see the love that you have for your children and for your family as a whole. And that made me feel so good that you do see that. Because, listen, I have not clearly been the perfect father. Because I have had children to go out here and do things that I never thought they would do, and that I am embarrassed over the things that they have done. I'm not embarrassed of my children, but I'm embarrassed of some of the decisions they've made. But it doesn't stop my love. It doesn't prevent me from loving my child. And sometimes you have to love your children from afar. You know, sometimes you have to let them go on the journey that they're on in order to realize that, you know what I was running from is not as bad as what I ran into. So, you know, I want to thank you for calling and giving that kind message, Lorraine. It was greatly appreciated. Good luck and God bless. Next caller, please.
Hi, good morning, Todd and Julie Crisley. This is Celeste from Auburn, New York. First off, I want to say thank you for being such a good humor in my life and for being an inspiration to all. I have called you both this morning to ask for some advice. First off, I am a child of divorced parents and of a parent that passed away when I was 13 years old. Of late, I have been through a lot between both my mom's family and my father's family. And I want to know how to get through all that emotional strain that I have been through. It's been very hard to deal with. And yeah, if you can answer that for me, that would be great. Bye.
Hi, Celeste. Thank you so much for calling in. Listen, I will tell you that, we all have things that we're faced with every day. I would say, you know, your parents were divorced and then you lost one parent. So that is something that I don't know that you ever get over, the loss of your parent. I'm grateful that I still have both my parents, but, I would say, you know, find someone that you can talk to, find someone that you can share your story with that can be, you know, a mentor or a counselor, somebody that can help you when you start feeling those overwhelming feelings of just, you know, this is too much for me to deal with. So, you know, I don't know, you know, if, you know, your faith, but I will tell you that my faith has gotten me through many things. So if you, you know, if you have a church or a church group that you can join, and there's also support groups for children of divorced parents or children who've lost parents, you know, check out in your local area, you know, those things that are offered to you. So good luck and God bless.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that you need to be speaking with someone that can help you, you know, with the grief and with all the things that you've gone through. I feel like that, you know, we have been through a lot of stuff and our faith is what has gotten us to where we are today. You know, I was asked the other day, you know, Todd, how have you gotten through, you know, you've been through a lot of, you know, a lot of things in your life. How have you gotten through them? And, you know, each time when I start researching, you know, certain things that have happened to me in my life from the time that I was a child until, you know, throughout my life, I remember that the first place that I would go to was always God. It would always be, God, please help me with this. And I don't think that as a child you understand that. I don't think you can truly be in your faith at 6 like you can at 16 or like you can at 36 or 56. So your faith grows. And the more your faith grows and the more you feed it, then the more you're feeding into God's blessing. And I feel like that at the end of the day, if I didn't have that faith, I don't know where I would be today. Julie?
Absolutely. I completely agree because, I mean, people will let you down. I mean,
absolutely.
They just will.
And even and the people and that you love the most.
You know, and there's disappointments in life. And so to know that there is someone, God, that you can turn to, that you can go to, that's never going to let you down. There's something comforting about that.
Absolutely. And so, you know, and even, you know, that some of the greatest disappointments will be handed to you by the people that you love the most. And it's hard for you to grant grace to people that you have invested that much into and that you've loved so much and so deeply because you're hurt. But what I would say is that at that point, you're dealing with the anger in a prideful way. And once you remove the pride, then it's no longer about whether or not, you know, it's no longer about the act. It's about the pride. And then you just have to say, you know, God has granted me grace, so therefore I grant the grace to you, because you can't expect to receive when you don't give. Now, that is easier said than done, because there are things that have happened in my life and recently that I can't forgive. I'm not at a place to where I can forgive them. And I hope and pray that God will grant me that grace to where I can get to a place in my heart to where I can forgive and let it go. I'm just not there yet. But doesn't mean that I don't pray for the ones that have harmed me or the ones that have hurt me. It doesn't mean that at all, because I still love those people. But at the end of the day, I think that I have come to, in my mind, to accept that sometimes the hurt that you sustain from someone else is an everlasting hurt that only God will heal. An apology won't heal that. And I feel like that, you know, you have to get to a place to where you can come to peace and reconciliation with the situation that you have. And you have to be able to let go of that, because death is permanent. It's final. So you got to be able to grow from that and know that, you know, God intends for you. If you're here, he's got a purpose for you. And in order to grow in your purpose, you got to let go of your past. So I hope that helps you.
Okay, so everyone knows that podcasts are actually small businesses. And when we're talking to business owners, we get it 100%. And when it comes to hiring, every single hire needs to fit just right. Our team is small, and one wrong move could destroy us. And that's why we're telling you about Indeed. Indeed.com is the hiring site that helps you find quality candidates with Indeed Instant Match. Indeed searches through the millions of resumes in their database to help show you great candidates instantly. So you get to do the part you really need faster. That's meeting and hiring great people. Unlike some hiring sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility, delivering a quality shortlist faster. With Indeed, there's no long-term contracts. You can pause your account at any time, and you only pay for what you need. With Instant Match, you can see a list of great candidates with zero wait. And Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. So want your quality shortlist fast? You need Indeed. Right now, our listeners get a free $75 credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/CC. This is Indeed's best offer available anywhere. Get a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/CC. That's Indeed.com/CC. Offer valid through March 31st. Terms and conditions apply.
Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd. Hi, Julie. My name is Jamie. I'm calling from Massachusetts. I guess I just need some advice. So I have been with my boyfriend for 6.5 years. We recently purchased a home together, and I don't want to be a nag, but I keep bringing up the topic of marriage because we've been together for 6.5 years, and now we are legally bound by this house. And he essentially just says that he's afraid of marriage because he's afraid that I'm going to leave and take half. And that is so not true. And I don't know if it's just a female thing. We need that validation. We need to feel like we're wanted. From a man's standpoint, is it something that I'm doing wrong? Now we're kind of stuck. We live together. I love him. I don't know what more to do. but it does hurt my feelings to hear him say that essentially women just want to take them for all they're worth. So, Todd, you adore Julie, and I aspire to have something like that. So any little bit of advice, is it me? Is it him? What's a man's mind frame for being so afraid of commitment? Thank you. Love you guys. Bye.
Jamie from Massachusetts.
You know, Jamie, I think that you have to look at it. Or I think that we need to figure out why your husband, or what, not really your husband, boyfriend.
They've been together 6.5 years.
Right. And so for him, you know, is the commitment, you know, it comes down to commitment. I think that, you know, 6.5 years, if he wants to feel more secure about you not going anywhere, then he needs to put a ring on it.
Right. Right.
I mean, not that that's going to stop you from going anywhere, but it is another form of commitment that clearly he needs and that your relationship is not giving him. I mean, I can tell you, coming from a bad marriage the first time.
Right. And that's what I was going to say. Maybe this guy has been hurt before or been burned before. And that's why he feels this way. And, you know, you and I have talked about this before, that sometimes when people go through hurtful things, it's the next person. It's the next girl, as Carly Pierce says, uh-huh. It's the next girl that suffers those consequences, you know, because they, even though your partner was hurt by someone else, you're there now. So you get the brunt of it, I feel
uh-huh.
like.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, in my first marriage, when I divorced, you know, my ex-wife went and cleaned out the checking account and, you know, she didn't worry about bills being paid or lates coming on or whatever. And when you have that kind of betrayal, you know, you're like, okay, I'm putting up a wall. This will never happen to me again. And when Julie and I first got married, I mean, that was basically what you had to live through.
Absolutely.
Because, like, literally when I would get my paycheck, now, I mean, I haven't dealt with our money in, God, I hadn't dealt with our money
really?
Yeah, I don't think I ever really dealt with our money.
But I think it wasn't just about money, you know, because you had been cheated on.
Mm-hmm.
You automatically had that wall up and you were all very like, where are you? What are you doing? I'm like, what do you mean? Where am I? What am I doing? I told you what I was doing, you mm-hmm. know? So I think it's not just, I mean, you know, in this particular instance, they are talking about money, but I think it can be so much more than that too.
Well, I think it comes down to it's the insecurity that you're feeling within yourself.
Right. That has nothing to do with your current partner.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with the baggage that
you're bringing into the relationship.
Which is what I have said before. If you don't deal with the baggage that you have before going into another relationship, these are the kind of things that happen.
That's right. If you don't unpack your baggage before you enter into a relationship, then you're going to unpack it in the relationship.
But I do feel like in this instance that Jamie is, she can, I feel like she has every right to talk about marriage. I mean, she's been with him for 6.5 years. They bought a house together. Just because of things that he's gone through in his past, then that should cheat her out of being married?
No.
I mean, I feel like she has the right to have these expectations.
Absolutely. And again, it goes back to men will do exactly what a woman allows them to get by with.
Exactly.
So at the end of the day, Jamie, you've bought a house with him.
Yep.
Did you buy the house with him because you couldn't get the commitment of the ring,
mm-hmm.
of the proposal? And that was your way of holding on to him. Is
right.
that why you agreed to go ahead and jump into a house right. so you would have a commitment that you didn't already have?
Right. And at the end of the day, that's not going to keep it.
No.
It's just like how these women go out here and they get pregnant and have a baby by somebody thinking that's going to keep
I was that guy and look
it
how
doesn't,
it happened.
It doesn't. I mean, 9 times out of 10, it doesn't work out that way.
No. A man is going to be with a woman that he's in love with that is
literally. And the same for a woman. I mean, it's 2021.
I don't know. I think that, sir, I think we've had a lot of women in our life that have not been in love with the man that they're with, but out of fear of having to find someone else, they stay.
Okay. Yes, that's fair enough.
To where a man, I don't see that a lot in a man. I mean, can you say that we've got one relationship where the man is in love with the woman, is not in love with the wife, but he stays? Who do we have?
Most of the time, the man, they pick up and move.
Because, you know, men, we're just trashy. I mean, you know, if we ain't getting what we need to get at home, we'll find it somewhere else. to where I think that women
settle.
Yes, I think that women will settle to where men are constantly looking and saying, can I do better?
Right.
And as long as you're looking to see, as long as you're out here looking to see if you can do better, let me tell you something. There's always somebody younger, somebody hotter, somebody who can do it longer, and there's somebody who's got more in their bank account. But is that someone who's got all of those boxes checked going to be your someone? Or are they everyone's someone? I think that's what it comes down to. So, Jamie, I think that you're selling yourself short. If you're not willing to stand up to your guy and say, listen, I've been in this for 6.5 years. I've given 6.5 years to you. I'm committed to you. We've bought this house together. But you can't make the simple commitment to me. I don't matter enough to you to say, will you spend the rest of your life with me? If he can't answer that question after 6.5 years, you are not his girl. You are somebody who's filling a void for him, who's keeping him comfortable, preparing him for somebody to walk in and take him. So I just think that you need to place proper, respectful boundaries for yourself. And if he doesn't step up to that, then Jamie, you've got the answer. May not be what you want to hear, but it's what you need to hear. Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie. This is Marty from Strongsville, Ohio. I honestly just want to thank you guys for something a little weird, and it has to do with Chloe's hair. So thank you guys for embracing where Chloe comes from and letting her hair be in her natural state. I'm actually adopted into a white family, and my mom actually took hair classes when my twin brother and I were babies to learn how to do our hair properly. So I just wanted to thank you guys for that, and Chloe will definitely thank you when she's older and understands that that's actually a big deal. Thanks for taking my call. Love you guys.
Thank you so much. You know, we have been so blessed to, you know, Chloe's hair. She's got a lot of curl to it, but she's kind of got our texture hair. But we do still have to treat it differently. And, you know, we've been blessed to be able to have great hairstylists and hairdressers that have taught us, you know, what to do at home. Chloe has a wonderful, wonderful nanny that makes sure that her hair is conditioned every night before she goes to bed. We do
just condition it and twist it.
We do the twist and the condition, and we put her silk sleep cap on, and she sleeps on a silk pillowcase so that it doesn't suck the moisture out of it. So, you know, we've been very blessed. And for all of those kids out there who are mixed or biracial and being raised in a white family, I think you have to be able, as the white family, to embrace the other side of the culture and say, okay, I don't know this. I'm not black. I'm white. This is what I do with white hair. Now, because I have a grandchild or a child of mixed color, I now have to embrace both cultures. So I have to learn, and you have to educate. And everything we do in life is about educating ourselves. Julie?
Absolutely. Because it was. I mean, it is a learning experience, because all I had to go off of was the children that I already had. So I do feel like we have tried to embrace that, because Chloe's hair is beautiful, and we want to make sure that she learns how to properly take care of it, and that it, you know, so I thank you for that. And, you know, hopefully she will appreciate it just like you do. Appreciate well, what your mom did.
Yeah, she doesn't appreciate it now, because, you know, she wants to have her hair straightened. And she begged for her 8th birthday, could I let the hairdresser straighten her hair? And I said, absolutely not. We're not putting heat on your hair until you're 18 years old. You're grown at that point, or so you'll think you're grown. You can make the decision as to what you want to do. But I think selfishly that has a lot to do with me. I'd like to say it's all about not damaging her curl pattern or not burning her hair up or doing damage. But why is it that I don't want her hair straightened?
Well, because you love it curly.
I love her curls because, I mean, they're like ringlets and they just hang so pretty. And I love that. And I like it when her hair's full. So, you know, and she's got a head full of hair. So, I mean, you know, everyone's different. But, you know, thank you very much, and hope that helps you.
Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Need an escape? Drop into Pluto TV for a world of free TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yeah, free. No subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. What are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android, iPhone, Roku, and Fire TV and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.
Next caller, please.
Hey, guys. So I was just listening to last week's episode where the little pregnant lady had called in and was talking about being so sick. And let me just tell you that I was so sick like that. Like, I was right there with having to have a pump for, like, Phenergrin. Fortunately, my doctor recommended vitamin B12 and Unisom, which I know sounds crazy because it's like a sleeping pill, but it really did wonders for me. And then I ended up taking that my whole pregnancy because, unfortunately, with my daughter, bless her soul, and she's my little redhead, and, you know, she's sweet as can be, but I'm telling you, she was hard on a hoe when I was pregnant with her. Like, she was not playing. So my little Ellery Graham was wild from sunup to sundown, but that really did help. And unfortunately, my morning sickness did last my whole pregnancy. But if you're wanting to take an approach that's maybe not as hardcore, definitely I survived off of lemon slushes and pretty much anything lemon and peppermint, because that was like the only things that I could stomach. So if you're an essential oils person, anything lemon or peppermint should be able to help you. And I know I sound like a dying horse right now, but I'm so sick. Mm-hmm. But I love you guys. My husband was just getting out of the car. He was like, please tell Todd I love him. Like, I love Todd. So I hope you guys have a good day. And I really hope that that helps you, honey. And just know that, it, you know what, at the end of this, you're going to have the most beautiful blessing ever. And if it's your second baby, good luck. Because I'm telling you, they are wild, wild, wild. But good luck, babe.
What a blessing. Thank you for calling in.
Yes.
Because that's what Chrisley Confessions is about. If you hear someone on this podcast and we don't have the answer for them, and you do, call back in.
Yes.
Share
yes.
your story.
Yes.
Because we all get better by watching someone else get through something.
Right.
If we haven't been through it, but we can watch someone else go through it, it's prepped us for when that time comes for us. And folks, let me tell you something. Your time's coming. May not be in morning sickness. May not be in having problems with your children, might be having problems in your marriage, might be your, you know, your lack of relationship with Christ. It might be with a friend who's betrayed you. It might be with parental issues that you have with your own parents. We all have problems. We're all in this together. And if we can come together as one, there's nothing we can't accomplish. So you just proved that by calling in, and I'm grateful for you. So tell your husband that I said hello and that I like him more than he likes me. Next caller, please.
Hello, my name is Olivia Maggio. I'm from Maryland, and I'm 11 years old, and me and my father love your show so much. I watch it all the time, and I think it's awesome. And so I have a question on if you're going to do any, like, in-person meet and greets, because I really want to meet you guys someday. That would be, like, my dream to meet you guys. And I also have a question on what to do when your brother won't stop bothering you. He's 19. He's doing online college. So he's at home with me. And he's always so mean, and I don't know what to do about it. I love your show. Bye.
Hi, Olivia from Maryland. Thank you so much for watching the show with your dad. You know, as far as in-person meet and greets, hopefully, you know, when all this COVID mess is over, that we can get back to somewhat of a normal life. And that is definitely on our list of to-dos. So we will always keep you updated on the podcast and on our social media if and when that happens. And I have I know it's going to, so I have all the faith that it's going to happen.
Yes, Olivia, and we would love to meet you. You know, we were starting to do a kind of around the country tour for meet and greets, and then COVID hit. So, you know, it is going to happen if God lets us live long enough. Now, I think you're the sweetest soul at 11 years old, and your 19-year-old brother, she says, is getting on her nerves.
Yes, he's home doing online college, and he's being mean to her.
Well, you know what, Olivia? He loves you, or he wouldn't be aggravating you. because Grayson is 14 years old and he does the same thing to Chloe. And
that's so true.
I'm asking you, Olivia, what are you doing to aggravate your 19-year-old brother?
Probably nothing.
Okay. Well, Olivia, you call us back and tell us next week what you're doing.
And you tell him that Mr. Todd and Miss Julie said he better be nice to you.
That's right. And you tell him that if he doesn't, you're calling us back with his full name on the podcast, and we're going to send him a message on Instagram. Good luck, Olivia, and we love you. Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd. Hi, Julie. This is Jayla from Texas, and I am a African-American woman. I am in college right now, and I brought that up because I watch your show all the time, and, of course, I noticed your beautiful granddaughter, Chloe. She seems like an amazing person, and I just really resonate with her because I grew up very similar to her in the sense that the school I went to was predominantly white, and all of my friends were white. Now, I'm not trying to make assumptions about her life, but from the perception of the show, that's kind of what's portrayed. And it was really difficult to grow up, you know, being one of the few minority black women inside of a very rich white school. And so going to college, it was culturally diverse, and I really didn't notice how much being black kind of impacted the way I was perceived in education. Now, family life is totally different. You guys are totally supportive, and I can tell that she's going to have so much confidence. But, you know, it just does something. And I wanted to know what you guys' kind of plan is to tackle when, you know, she comes home and there are kids who, you know, say some really hurtful stuff about her hair to, you know, the way she looks. And especially in high school, I mean, you guys know you've had multiple children. You already know high school days are something else. And I just wanted to know what you guys are, how you guys are going to approach that topic and, you know, her self-confidence, because it can be really, really difficult, you know, in those moments. I love you guys' show. My whole family watches. I got them hooked on you guys. And I just wanted to say thank you for not hiding her from the limelight, because I know a lot of hate, you know, coming from Texas, there's a lot of microaggressions. And I just wanted to say thank you guys. And hopefully you guys get to my question. Bye.
Hi, Jayla from Texas. Thank you so much for calling in and for presenting this to us as just a form of talking, means of bringing attention to how we're dealing with Chloe and raising her. First of all, I want to say that Chloe is a part of our family. She is as much a part of our family as any other family member is. So there was never an option for me to hide her from the spotlight or to hide her from the daily interaction with our family, because I truly feel like she is such an important part of our family. And yes, Chloe is being raised in a predominantly white area with a predominantly white school. However, there are some children of color. She has friends who are biracial that she sees every day, and I thank God for them. We are surrounded by strong African-American women in our life, from my best friend to people on our production team to other friends that we have. And we have always felt that that was super important for her to see that, and to see that the color of your skin does not dictate the kind of person you are, how successful you are, how educated you are.
But with that being said, Jayla, Chloe does know the difference.
Absolutely, absolutely.
She does know that she looks different than the rest of her white family.
Yes.
And we started dealing with that early on. I mean, Chloe kind of related and recognized that from
early
the time that she
on.
Was like maybe 4 or 5 years
right.
old.
But we not only wanted her to recognize it, and she truly recognized it, and it became a talking point because she made it a talking point
right.
before we ever did that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we felt like she was too young, but she made it a talking point. But for us, it's about celebrating our differences, not bringing attention that you're different from us,
mm-hmm.
because we're a family, and every family member looks differently, acts differently. differently, but that doesn't make you any less a part of a family.
No. And I mean, you know, when during the summer, you know, when we're at the beach or whatever, I mean, I get very dark. And Chloe will say, Dad. Now, our papa, you know, we go back and forth from papa or dad. Dad, we're twins. We're the same color. And I said, darling, we're twins on the inside where it matters. The outside doesn't matter because we can change that look. But the insides, we change because we choose to change them and because God helps us with that. And our insides are way prettier than our outsides. And on the inside, we are identical. So, you know, I think that you're absolutely right. We have learned, you know, we have someone on our show in production, you know, and when Chloe came to us, our show was ran pretty much, our showrunners, our, you know, all the people on our show was predominantly white. But then when Chloe came, I switched it up to where we were 50-50 because I needed Chloe to have strong women of color in key roles in this business that she could look up to and that was running things, that they were girl bosses. And so we made some changes and implemented that. And Chloe sees that, and Chloe has grown from that because they take Chloe to, you know, like Chloe was taken to the, what was it? The ballet here in Nashville, but it was a black
African-American,
yeah. ballerinas. Mm-hmm. And so they came and they asked if they could take
Not
Chloe.
That we minded taking her ourselves.
Right.
Because we didn't. But we also want her to have, and this is not just about a color thing, but we want our children to be exposed to all people who are good,
mm-hmm.
who bring something positive to their life, who they can learn from, who they can look up to, regardless of their color. But the fact, we're just blessed that we do have strong, supportive African-American women and men, but mainly women,
right.
in our lives that we love, that we look up to, and that Chloe loves, more importantly.
Right. But I think that it's beyond blessed. We made a conscious decision to make that happen.
Absolutely.
Because we wanted Chloe exposed to who she is.
Right.
And Chloe is half black.
Right.
She's half white. Mm-hmm. And we wanted her exposed to that. And yes, we've had those issues and those conversations about people that have made her cry at school. That has happened. And at an early age.
At a very early age.
And, you know, the thing that I always say is, Chloe, you beat the shit out of them.
Yeah.
And Julie's like, no, we're not doing that.
Now, you ask us what we were going to do when she goes to high school. Todd will probably go with her every day. Or, you know, he'll be sitting out in the parking lot.
I'll sit in the parking lot and wait for her to come out. And if my baby comes out and she's got a tear in her eye because some ratchet ass, ugly child has said something to her, then you're going to see me in the paper again because I will have drugged somebody through that high school with their mom and daddy. But, you know, because that's just where I'm from, South Carolina, that, you know, we kind of handle our business that way. Julie is a little bit more refined than I am. She has more class than I do. And I think that she's a little bit more of a chicken shit than I am because, okay. I mean, I will fight you. But, you know, I think that, you know, we have dealt with that. We've dealt with Chloe's feelings being hurt. And we've had her sit at our kitchen counter and cry tears that were so big. I've never seen tears that big hit the kitchen counter. And we had to tell her that God made you perfect. God made you exactly the way he wanted you to be. And you don't have to answer to anyone about how you look, about what your hair looks like, about where you live. You celebrate your relationship with Christ. Outside of that, everything else that's meant to happen is going to happen. But God will give you a shield of armor when you turn to him that everything else bounces off of. So she's taught that. And what doesn't bounce off of that shield of armor that God gives her, I promise you that it'll bounce off me because I will send it back across that net. So I hope that, first of all, let me thank you, Jayla, for calling in because we do greatly appreciate that. And here's to celebrating everyone for their insides, because on the inside, when a surgeon cuts us open, we all look the same. When we bleed the same. And at the end of the day, we are all God's children. And if we would learn to love each other as Christ loves us, then we would not have all the issues that we have in this world.
Hey everyone, it's Brennan Taylor. You may have seen me on YouTube or even your television. Well, I'm starting a podcast called Sus, Share Your Scare, on Podcast One. Have you ever been in a suspicious, crazy, or wild situation? Well, on Sus, we're going to dive into firsthand accounts of all things terrifyingly thrilling, intense, and paranormal. From myself, from you the listener, and from some of my friends. You may actually know them. Don't miss Sus, Share Your Scare, dropping every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify.
Yep. Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie. I just listened to your podcast this week. Nanny Faye got her first shot. I'm so glad that she got it. My mom and dad got it this week. I've had my first and second injection. She may feel a little bit flu-like symptoms after the second injection, but it's so worth it because you don't want to get COVID. I'm a nurse, and you do not want to end up in the hospital right now. The numbers are so high. I'm just so glad that I look forward to y'all's podcast every week. Love you. Bye.
Thank you so much. Nanny Faye has actually had both her COVID vaccines, and she had no symptoms. I think after her first vaccine, her arm was just a little sore. But other than that, she has had no symptoms. Thank you, God. So, yes, we want to keep her as healthy as we possibly can. So thank you. Thank you so much. And please be safe. And thank you for your service as a nurse, because this past year has truly, truly been just unbelievable. So my hats are off to all the nurses, the doctors, everybody, teachers, everybody who's just been put through the wringer this year.
Amen. You know, I want to thank each and every one of the folks that are on the front line doing what they've been doing, because, right. People don't even think of that.
Right.
People don't think about these.
No, they don't think
workers.
About it till they need it.
Exactly.
Till they need them.
So for that, you know, we are greatly appreciative. Mm-hmm. So, folks, with that being said, that's going to be our last caller of the day. I did want to touch on, which some of you like and some of you don't, when I talk politics. We're going to talk about Cuomo and New York for a second. Let's not forget the 15,000 senior citizens that died under Cuomo's watch in New York. This is the governor of New York who lied to the federal government about the numbers of deaths in these retirement homes and cut them by 50 to 60%. And now it's come out that there's over 15,000 elderly people that died under Cuomo's watch. And you're seeing some of it, but you're not seeing it in the press like you should, because it's being covered up. We need to be paying attention to all of these things that are happening in our country and that are being swept under the rug by those that are sweeping it under the rug. Folks, I cannot stress enough. You have elections coming up again in 2022. You have to go out and you have to vote, and don't vote just because of what you see someone saying on television. Vote off of their voting record. If they're currently seated in Congress and they're in the Senate and they're in the House, vote on what those people's voting records are. If they lied to you in the last election and told you they were going to vote one way, and then when they get to D.C., they vote another way, you have to know that they betrayed your confidence. They betrayed the trust that you placed in them when you voted to elect them. We have to make sure that we are voting for the people and keeping those people in those positions because they stay true to what they committed to us. Cuomo did not do that, and I'm grateful that I don't have him as my governor. Now, listen, you know, we have our governor in Tennessee who has failed in several areas, in my opinion. But what he didn't do was cover up the elderly death rate. And that needs to continue to be looked into. I find it, it was almost a little bit comical now that so many, I guess, Democrats now are, and Cuomo is a Democrat, are turning against him. So kind of watching, it's almost kind of like watching, you know, them eat their young as they're trying to cover their own asses to make sure that they're doing what the constituents want. We folks are the constituents. You vote based off of what your belief system is. And if the people you vote into those seats don't uphold the reason that you put them there, you have to vote them out. So we have elections coming up in 2022. Get out, vote, and pay attention to what's going on in New York with Cuomo, because if you don't, then you're accepting that this kind of behavior is okay. So with that being said, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. We love and respect each person that calls in each week. We love all the viewers that are watching our shows and continuing to drive the numbers up. We're grateful for that. We did just wrap the first episode of Julie's New Cooking Show, which was amazing. And we had an amazing guest on, for the first episode. And the prank show that I'm starting films in March. So we're very, very blessed right now. So I want to thank each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart for all that you do for us. And I hope that we give you just a small portion of that back each week, whether it's on Chrisley Knows Best, airing on Thursdays on USA Network, or Growing Up Chrisley, or the Chrisley Confession Podcast. So until next week, good luck and God bless.
Thank you.